Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Tracy Beaker. That sounds a bit stupid. Like the start of a soppy fairy story. I can't stand fairy stories. They're all the same. If you're very good and very beautiful with long golden curls, then after sweeping up a few cinders or having a long kip in a cobwebby palace, this prince comes along and you live happily ever after. But if you're bad and ugly, then you've got no chance. You get given a silly name like Rumpelstiltskin, and nobody invites you to their party, and no one's ever grateful, even when you do them a whopping great favour. Living for the weekend, living for themselves, and loathing around at the hotel of mum and dad. These lazy kids are about to get the mother of all wake-up calls. Sent from their cushy lives, they are moving in with the nation's most dynamic pensioners to learn a lesson on life. Washing your hands is easy. You just need to know why, when, and how to wash your hands. And of course, actually wash your hands. Let's look at them one by one. First, why should you wash your hands? Because it's the best way to not get sick and spread germs. And I don't know anyone who likes getting sick.